pre-amplifying our IPAs before it was cool. This is The Perfect Pour.
What kind of preamp you running on that beer?
Yeah, I got a triple hop cone cycler.
Does that have tubes? You got tubes?
Oh, yeah.
Is it tubes?
Yeah.
How many tubes?
We got some tubes.
How big are the tubes?
Seven.
Seven? Oh, seven sides, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, wait, seven size tubes.
Eight.
Couple eights.
220, 221. You know, whatever it takes.
Yeah, three phase.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. It's episode 394. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to hang out with you and drink some good beer and talk about the beer we drank last week and talk about some beer to look out for in the coming week and some culture things. And the listeners are going to call us and leave us some stuff. That's what to expect here in the next 90 minutes or so. I just heard a beer opening, and that means...
I love gold!
Nick, what did you just open up?
It's Friday.
Friday, 6 a.m.
So this is now released to the wild. This is Unapologetically Fresno from Tioga Sequoia.
Woo! Oh boy. Unapologetically Fresno. Wow.
Yeah.
How dare... you be unapologetic about Fresno.
Yeah. We got to get ready. Sarah Silverman's going to come and sit in the Tower Theater. She said so.
She said she what? Wow.
I read her tweet word for word.
Tweet.
That was one of those things where I was like, is it the same person?
is this like somebody that lives in Fresno that does a Sarah Silverman tribute account or something?
Tribute account. Number one fan.
Mm-hmm. There was a music artist that had played a couple shows before, and they had a similar last name, and I always had to remind myself of that. It's like, don't confuse them. It probably happens.
They'll hate it. Don't say that. Your name's
Sarah Goldman.
So that's what you've got there. Have you tasted it yet, Nick? Do we have our first judging? Has somebody checked in on Untappd yet on this beer?
Guess the haze level on this.
It says West Coast.
Yeah, zero haze. Thank
imperial.
You. Imperial.
It's imperial.
Ooh, this is, not to be mean, not Sherman-esque at all. This is a completely different beer for Tioga.
Wow.
I like it.
Wow.
Mm. Thanks.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that one. It's local artist Jordan Williams. He helped out with the label. He'd done a previous label. Similar artwork, different color scheme. So
Jordan was a listener at one point, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
If he isn't still.
So it was kind of nice to, it was like, obviously we knew when the beer was made, but kind of how the labeling came into it during the process, and it kind of worked out to be something pretty cool.
It's a nice, nice label. Look in the show notes. What do you got there, Matt? What are you drinking?
Well, it's in my Yeti, but. I'm drinking a Tongue Hugger from Zach's. I picked up some beer from them. So going through my rations.
Yep. That's.
I don't see a check-in for this.
Oh. Matt, do you know anything? Has anyone done anything on Untappd? Aren't you the one that establishes the first check-in on Untappd with Tioga?
One of a few people, yeah.
The check-in is for the red IPA version of this, not the West Coasty.
Well, Nick's going to have to do it. You're going to have to build it all in.
Yeah. Can I mislabel the crap out of it and then go one star, not my stuff?
Then we're going to need one of those untapped referees.
We need a ref to step in.
It's interesting. Moderators. Like sometimes I'll go through and like look at the beer list, and you know, sometimes people will like, they'll just, you know, it's supposed to be blue box and they're like blue square, and you're just like, well, you were close, but you know, you weren't
moderated.
The difficult thing about it is, if somebody earned a badge off of it, it makes it a little bit more difficult to edit or remove or merge, because there's like, somebody could lose a badge and then we have to explain
that.
This was my badge count.
Badge ticker is like, hey, what happened? I lost a badge. Wait a minute.
I was at level 99 haze.
Don't piss off the badge tickers.
Man, badge count's down.
How am I going to get checks if my badge count's low? I'll never impress the untapped girls, untapped girl groupies.
Uh-oh, this just in. Wazoo Corvette's drinking at Machine Head.
Whoa. Wazoo.
You think he name dropped us?
It's like, yeah, I know the Perfect Pour. Who? The Perfect Pour, the podcast that's here in your town?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Do you want the IPA? Matt. Yeah, okay.
Hashtag good. Matt 20 for 20% discount.
Oh, gosh. Remember, I don't know if that one would work.
Remember a checkout, put in hashtag Bearded Brewer 87. 20% off any Machine Head beer. Does Gavin Rosdell work there?
No.
Wow. I don't feel like I'm in a bad Wayne's World bit right now.
Does Gavin Rosdell work there? No, man. Why do you say that? Got a machine gun better than the rest. It's better than the rest. They got to have all the beers that have to be named from that song. Like, lines from that song and all their beers. That's the only palette they have to work with for beer names. Whoa.
Oh,
we lost Matt, and then there's a screenshot. Yeah.
He fell asleep.
He's like, I'm now asleep.
Oh, wait, he's not even in the screenshot.
No.
Dang it.
That's how he dropped, bro. Oh, the internet. I'm having, by the way, if anyone cares, I'm having Bike Dog donated to the show by the Nick 80 Without End IPA. And it's got a trippy label that you can, like, you know, get lost in, man. Because it's like spinning and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like it. That's a cool label.
Nice hazy IPA.
Label by.
It's very light on the haze, so. It's not very. Not very. The haze is not heavy.
Not heavy, bro.
Well, as we wait for Matt to rejoin us, let's get going with the show. Culture. Nick, what's going on? You got with the culture? Buddy.
Buddy. Fresh nugs. Sorry. I did not watch a certain sporting event, so I have no clue what beer commercials did or did not happen.
There wasn't a much
we normally
I remember
talk about.
I think you know, Bud Light did sort of like a sort of brought back all their old commercial characters for one, but that's the only one I remember of the beer commercials. Yeah, pretty boring commercial wise this year.
Boring. No, or no buyouts. No.
Yeah, nobody's buying. So no,
we couldn't
out.
Make fun of anybody.
There's already that one, that whiskey commercial that makes fun of beer. It's out there right now. Try this filling IPA aged on goat milk.
Wow. Where do you get that?
It's like a Jim Beam commercial.
I know, it's fictional. I'm teasing.
Hey! I do not
actually want to know who aged on goat milk. No, thanks. It's a haze level I am not interested in. Speaking of which, when does milkshake season start?
Oh, it's starting, bro. Starting up.
Is it happening? Yep. Yeah.
It has a season. It has a resurgence. Those are things? Question mark.
That's my question. When do I have to start avoiding the shelves for all milkshakes? Should I buy now? Even
when's Foster Freeze going to do a milkshake IP?
Ooh.
Local reference.
Damn. Chocolate dipped.
Some local brewer should do like a line of labels that are all like local chain inspired labels. Like do a Foster Freeze, do like a Bobby Sal's, do all these. Well,
you're just trying to get on intellectual puberty.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
it's been my lifelong dream.
It's no fun when you admit it. Yeah. Have you had any favorites from them lately?
I actually haven't noticed them lately. Been super busy, you know, looking at other stuff. I need to clear, when you search for something on Instagram, then it like pulls up all the screens of like what the algorithm says, like, oh, you're going to want to look at all these pictures. I can't clear it. Like I need to reset that. Can't clear it. Cause you know, maybe there's one or two pictures of ladies in there that are not beer related. So I'm like, I need this off of my screen.
Can we please not do this right now?
The algorithm's like, oh, you like these kind of pictures.
Algorithm.
Like, not now, algorithm.
Not now.
So what were we talking about, Nick? What was it we were talking about?
I was going to dig on the intellectual puberty page real quick, see if there's anything hot.
What's hot there? And what kind of hot poop is going on there? Intellectual.
Get some high C.
By the way, Louie's in the studio this week. I kicked the cat out, and Louie is in here. Louie's back. We're gonna have a great show this week.
Yeah.
In the studio. How many crackers can he eat this episode? I'd say he's about four in right now.
There is a Nickelback ripoff.
Oh, right. Damn right there is.
It's called Jammy.
Jammy?
Jammy.
Is it Canadian?
Liquor back.
Liquor back.
Have you guys seen the Nickelback commercial for Google?
I don't think so. Mm-mm. Sadly, no. So
they're talking about like cloud storage, but it's like the Nickelback intro, and it's like, look at this photograph, and then they go in about cloud storage, and it's just like, no, why?
Why?
Skip.
I really need to, I've been saying this for years, but I really need to get back into printing pictures. I have about 5,000 pictures that I never look at again. That would have been, in the old days, would have been, you know, I would have had like 3 pages or 3 books worth of pictures put in a picture book.
Wow. Albums.
Albums. There you go. You know, them books and with the pictures.
Anal bum cover. Firestone Walker is launching a Brewmaster's Reserve Club.
Mm-hmm. What do you get? Mm-hmm.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. It's only Brewmaster Reserve.
27 unique beers, 14 of which will be member-only exclusives.
Wow.
Oh, yep. I had, you said, yeah, I think I had the same article open.
Dope. Paste.
Hey, it's popular. It's mm-hmm. news.
Paste does some good beer stuff, beer content.
The only reason I'm saying nope is it's $600.
Yo, no. A year?
Yes.
A week?
A week? A month?
Yeah, I think it just, you know, the person has to answer the question. It's like, would you possibly already buy that many beers from them on average? Could it cost more? Do you go to their brewery frequently? You know, I don't know if you consider all those options, how narrow it makes that window, but it's something that's out there.
Will it get shipped to me, or do I have to go to Paso Robles?
Yeah, it ships to you, but if you go there, you get discounts on merch and food, like 15% off or something. So
I'm paying $600 plus a year. And they're like, oh, if you show up, we'll get you $5 off a t-shirt. Ooh!
It's kind of like Costco or Amazon Prime, but different.
Yeah, pretty much same. Jeff Bezos is checking out this model. See if he wants.
They should have led with that.
It's like, you know, Costco and Sam's Club, but for beer.
You do get a virtual tasting with Brewmaster Matt Brindelson.
Matt Brindelson. He's.
Does that do anything for you?
I'm sure he loves that. He's like, they're like, he's in there in the brewery. He's like brewing. He's like, fuck, I can't get these the damn temperatures right. Blah, blah, blah. They're all, Matt. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what? Yeah, we got a great idea. You're going to have to Skype with every single person that loves Firestone Walker. You got time for that. Oh, great. Thanks, guys. Oh, told you he'd love it.
Can you go over the 805 profile one more time?
So I just got to say, I love your 805 beer. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I didn't come up with that one, but thank you. Well, that's great. Got all over my truck.
What should I pair it with?
What do you pair 805 with, man? Hey. How's it going?
Tons of energy on the show tonight.
Yeah, ask Brad Stacy. She could probably give you some 805 pairings.
Yes. All right. And my looking out for is New Glory has some kick-ass bottles with new label art. They will ship these to you.
Controversial.
Controversial. Why?
Label art.
Is there bottles? Oh, label art.
We've been saying it for weeks here, Nick. Pay attention. Keep up.
The New Glory beers?
Yeah. The label art.
No. Oh, no, but these are barrel-aged bombers. These aren't hazy IPAs.
Oh. Whoa, geez, sorry.
Oh, no.
Misunderstood.
But, I mean, they went from a more simplistic label design to very vibrant colors and multi-textural. Mm,
no, these are not that at all. These are black labels with one color. Mm. One's called Purgatory, and it's death holding a cup of coffee.
Purgatory.
And
get it? Because coffee perks.
And the other one's Tortured Souls, and it's a devilish creature, black label with red ink. Blast. Screaming into the abyss. That is a Mexican hot chocolate imperial stout.
You want it. Come on.
I know, but these are different from the can art you guys are referring to. These are bottle art.
There's different departments. There's a bottle art department and there's a can art department. Mm. Bottle art department hates can art department. New Glory.
They fight all the time. Those
guys. That guy brings egg salad to lunch every day. Hey, how's it going? Yeah.
Sandwich.
I love those new labels you guys did.
What's going on, fools?
And scene. That's what happens at New Glory at lunchtime.
Improv theater and lunch.
Yep. That's what you got?
There's my looking out for, yes. Right. The New Glory bottles, please.
New Glory bottles. They're not a reserve club. They're not $600 a year.
Ooh, I don't know. I didn't look that far. Let me check.
Am I going to be able to get them at the market?
Probably not at the market.
I don't know about that. Matt, would you like to share with us culturally or looking out for Lee?
The brother mentioned the Firestone thing. So that's something.
Oh, what a jerk.
It's new. It's different.
Stole your idea.
Sorry.
No.
Cheated off. It was either cheated off his paper. Ago.
Mikey and I are just going to talk over each other now all the time.
Hey.
No, my thing's more important.
But since it's Friday the 12th, that officially means that California Craft Beer Week is open. It's the open, it's happening.
Open.
It's popping.
Popping. What used to be SF Beer Week, mm-hmm. This year is California Craft Beer Week. So I hear this Tioga's joining in on this.
Yeah, so CCBA emailed out to different, you know, breweries that are part of their membership and just said, hey, this is happening. It's live. You know, check it out. You know, you can advertise a couple different, you know, maybe it's new beer releases or that you didn't have before. And we had a couple of beers kind of lined up that we're releasing in that time. And so we're going to feature them. So Unapologetic was the first one of those. Mm-hmm. I think the schedule just went up today, but, there's like a new mixed pack that's going up, a sour coming in next week. And for Valentine's Day, there's a black cherry stout. So black cherry and chocolate stout. So it's kind of cool, you know. That was kind of their proactive way to say, hey, normal beer festivals aren't back yet, so, you know, just find ways to get beer into people's hands at their plate, you know, at their home, their doorstep or whatever have you. So it's kind of a cool thing.
Kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Bloop.
You're right there, Nick. Whoa, there it is. Nick is sharing. Nick, those of you not in our Skype call, Nick is sharing the bottles of from New Glory.
Okay, so it has the new logo, but yeah, completely different branding.
So these are 500 milliliter bottles. You get a four pack for $40. Four of one flavor or a mixed pack. Your choice.
Dealer's choice.
Nice. That's for most people, if you're trying to imagine what size that would be, your average water bottle is a 16.9 and or 500 milliliter.
Ah.
Obviously a different shape, but as far as the amount of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So just over 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yep.
$10 a bottle, but you have to buy four.
Not bad.
I could dig it.
So this next article that I opened up, it's going to be short because I forgot it's on Brewbound, which means that I don't have a subscription to them. So
you get the headline. But
you get the headline.
We'll build it from the headline.
Stone Distributing Company teased a move to a larger distribution center last week. The distribution arm of San Diego's Stone Brewing Company today officially announced its move of its operations to the former Mark Stein Beverage Co. warehouse in San Marcos. It says the Stone Distributing, one of the largest craft wholesalers in the U.S., will take over the 110,000 square foot facility, which features 100,000 square feet of cold storage space in the second quarter of 2021. It says pending construction at the building, and then it just kind of fades off.
Sounds like you got most of it to me. Stone's going to move to a bigger distribution center, sounds like.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure in the article they would have explained why that facility was vacated or empty or maybe how long or, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's a lot of cold storage with, you know, if you only have 10,000 square feet, that's maybe dedicated to repairs or offices or, you know, that kind of stuff. So
I think the old place had too many bobcats, a lot of big bobcat problem. That's why they moved.
Is that a problem?
Yeah. They're like, bro, we got to get out of here.
This guy's in tractors or animals?
Both. It's the worst combination.
I love gold.
I too am having the unapologetically Fresno early.
Wow.
Here in the rest of town. Yeah, somebody dropped it off in the driveway. I'm not going to say who.
Oh.
It's church. Great.
It's leaving their litter Fresno, all over the place.
Fresno skyline with the mountain skyline in the background. And it's got the leaf and the Fresno flag, and the sky is like lines of digitalness, and it's got a cool green color with a nice white background. It's a lovely label. It'll go well on my Fresno-inspired shelf.
Ooh, yeah.
This is good. This is different from Tioga.
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, obviously I'm pretty proud of the beer, but I don't want to, you know, get too much flack about that. But it's a well-balanced IPA. A lot of the hops were, you know, very late in the brewing process or after fermenting, you know, dry hopping and stuff like that. And I think it makes it fairly balanced. And, you know, with it also being 9%, that's also dangerous too, because don't try to have three of those in the evening. It'll make the next day pretty hard.
So. Hey, don't challenge me, bro. I'm going to have three. That's it.
All I heard was have three.
Have three. What are you doing, honey? Matt said I couldn't have three of these, so obviously I'm having four.
It shouldn't. Not couldn't.
No, he said it couldn't. Okay, dear. Be ready for church in the morning. Yeah.
So I'm
canceling the drink fresh.
I hope it's one of those beers where somebody says, make this again. So
make it again. There you go. That's your tip for comments on Untappd check-ins for this Unapologetically Fresno. Say, make it again.
Needs more Citra.
And then more Citra. I do have a couple. You said it's also looking out for, right?
Yep.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah, we're doing that.
So somebody at Whole Foods has gotten pretty smart with their beer buying. Because sometimes, you know, when like a specialty comes in from a brewery, I feel like some places are encouraged to be like, oh, it'll sell out quick, so I'll order five cases of it. And you run the risk of that beer just getting older, still being on the shelf.
Discount it.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's probably just the help of myself and maybe just a few people, but I've noticed that the New Glory Rotator IPA was refilled, and I think they had a West Coast in there. So I'm gonna eagerly waiting to go back after I get, you know, clear out some of the Zacks in my fridge to go back to Whole Foods and pick up that new pack.
So it's a new label.
Yeah. That's kind of been my like my getting wild, getting crazy. It's like, oh, I'll pick up a four pack while I'm at Whole Foods.
Yeah. I'm venturing out. I'm out and about with the community. My Whole Foods buying beer.
It just like the natural climate, and I imagine you guys are the same way. You're trying not to, you know, back in the day, we used to be like, oh, I like to go to Save Mart for the beer, but I like to go to Whole Foods for the produce, and I like to go to Sprouts for the hummus. You know, all of that's kind of been scaled back.
Oh, that's true. Bit.
So.
Oh, yeah? Sprouts has good hummus?
Sprouts hummus is the shit.
Whoa. Yes. It's Sprouts brand?
Yeah. Market Corner.
Market Corner.
Spinach artichoke is my go-to from them. It's pretty dang good. Mm-hmm. I know.
I think like the original.
Original. I figured you'd be for their garlic.
The garlic one is good, too. That's my second favorite.
Yeah. But
the original has sesame seeds sprinkled on top.
Okay. Is it everything hummus?
It's everything but the bagel hummus.
What do you use for hummus dipping? You have pita chips?
Pita chips. Yep.
I'll go corn chips, pita. Go ahead.
Unseasoned pita chips.
Unseasoned? Well, yeah, you got the dip.
Sea salt pita chips. Corn tortilla chips, and then I'll also do, on occasion where I'm not lazy, I'll fire up the oven and make some either tater tots or french fries. Those are that's my go-to.
Air fryer? Use an air fryer? You got an air fryer?
An
air fryer?
Yeah.
I have an
oven. What are you frying, Mikey?
I don't have one.
Oh.
He fries his underwear, you know, gets it nice and toasty for the day.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Cold days. It's nice. Feels nice. I'm happy for like the first half hour of work.
Oh my God. Everything's he's like warm. Picking it out with chopsticks that he's never used. It's hot. Can't touch it directly.
Buffer that was from a movie. I can't remember. Was it underwear in the oven or like socks and underwear in the oven?
I think it was Seinfeld. He wanted to bake his coat in the calzone oven.
No, that was something different, I think.
Or was it the freezer? It was one of the two.
No, I think you're right about that.
Frozen chonies.
That's
When's the fair coming back so we could have deep fried IPA?
Oof. Yeah. Milkshake IPA, deep fried milkshake IPA.
I wonder if we have anyone that did the drive portion of the fair this last go around. Like you could drive through and pick up food, and they had like people dancing and stuff in between.
Patrick Contreras is just in your grill with his violin right in the window.
Deep fried violin
down in your sunroom.
He's like, okay, Patrick, I get it. That's great.
No one laughed at my joke. I said his deep fried violin.
Oh.
Okay. Nope.
I'm laughing. Do the setup again.
Yeah. Come on. Bring it back.
It's gone. And then I happen to know that Big Game James and myself are now looking out for something. It also involves another familiar name, as you guys may remember, Stu or Stuart. He's repping the Alesmith these days.
Oh, he's an Alesmith rep?
Yeah.
Around here? Around these parts? Visalia? South Valley? South Valley?
He's still in Bay Area. He mentioned that there was the Sacramento guy was going to start making trips down the 99 or down the 5. And so he had some time today and so kind of came through just a little, hey, how's it going? And just kind of showed him the different places in town. So it sounds like they're putting their best foot forward to make a presence of Alesmith more regularly. And so we might see something outside of their normal catalog, but he was nice enough to stop by and, you know, quick side hug and social distance talk and kind of got to check out how his life's been and stuff. He's a new father. So he got to talk about all that. And it was just kind of cool to see, you know, that he's doing well and that kind of stuff. But he made sure there were a couple treats or liquid samples that we were able to get a hold of. So always good to see that guy. And I'm happy to, I know in our group chat, we were talking about the market popping up with some fresh Alesmith. So
yeah, I already got some. I got the West Coast.
Yeah. And I remember getting that IPA.
Speedway Stout there too.
I remember getting that IPA at one of my favorite tap rooms. And, you know, it was one of those, it's like when it was fresh, it was so good, but they didn't always pop up, you know, that often with Alesmith. It felt like we kind of really just saw one or two beers and then the Speedway Stout. So that's that.
That's good.
Cheers to Stu. James has already been alerted about his
Exoperos kit.
That's industry. You can't say things like that.
Sorry, industry.
It's good to see an old friend.
Yeah. Is that what you got, Matt?
Yeah.
You guys are talking about, I guess we all were talking about Firestone Walker. Is it Parabola season? There's a new Parabola, out?
Yes.
Parabola.
Oh, and variants.
Do we care about this anymore? Is this still a thing, Parabola?
Are you asking one of us or either of us or both of us? I still buy one or two per year. Mm-hmm. Buy one to drink now, one to drink later.
So you have enough old Parabolas, you can do God damn it. Not a flight.
Vertical.
Yeah, vertical. Thank you.
No, I stopped saving that one. It didn't age well, in my opinion. That beer is better fresh, even though it's got all the heat, which some people are afraid of. Mm-hmm. I like it fresh. I think you should drink it now.
Shouldn't do Parabola verticals. And
Yeah.
But I had a. If you purchase your stouts, you should be able to enjoy them sooner or later. It shouldn't have to be a peanut gallery to go. That's not what I would do.
It's not ready yet.
Well, 2 minutes. Yes, it is. Since how many adjuncts are in there?
Yeah.
We got a lot of adjuncts, and you probably should drink it quick. That's my rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm. That's how I live life. I had my 2016 bottle it for New Year's, and it was good, but not amazing like I remembered.
Brittleson's going to be so pissed at you, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Virtual taste this.
All right. Next up, Mr. Brindleson, the next up on our Skype here is looks like Nick here.
Oh, fuck that guy. Nope. I am not doing a Zoom with him. I heard what he said. Nope.
But, sir, he paid $600.
No, he didn't. Bullshit.
Wow. Okay. Well, we just won't do it then.
That's right. We won't do it then.
I'll clean the kegs of Barrel House for freaking do that.
All one star, not my style. Him. How's that?
I'll get all the perfect pours on the Apple Podcast. I'll give it a review. One star. Not my style.
Not my style.
Where's that? Why hasn't someone done that? I'm going to start doing that to all beer podcasts on Apple Podcast reviews. One star, not my style. I hate beer podcasts.
Tom Jones, subscribe to every beer podcast.
I subscribe to 100 beer podcasts. All of them are not my style.
Not my style.
So yeah, Parabola, look out for that. North Park Beer Company teamed up with Beechwood. Oh, two of our favorite breweries from the San Diegos and Long Beach area. Forever in Style, a DDH West Coast IPA. It's got Simcoe, Mosaic, and one Pahato, P-A-H-T-O. I don't think I've heard of this hop before. Pahato and Pahato Cryo and Mosaic Cryo. It's got a really cool label because it's like a high school notebook. It's got an 80s sort of vibe with a high school notebook doodles and a boombox and stuff. So. It's got everything. I saw it on Hoptology's feed. It's very cool. I'm looking out for it. Kern River Brewing. Semi-local Kern River Brewing. They have a new beer called Southern Passage IPA. Since they're kind of the Southern Passage to the Sierras down there, they call it Southern Passage. But then they also use South African hops for the beer. So they got Southern Tropic, Southern Passage, and African Queen hops for the beer. So I don't know if I've ever had a all African hopped beer. So that just sounds interesting. Just something unique. Here's one that Nick will not be looking out for.
I'm listening.
It's spring is coming up soon, so that means
labeled by this? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, maybe. Sessionable IPAs are coming, and light IPAs are coming. Stone Brewing Company have a new one called Features Plus Benefits. It is a light. They are billing it as a light IPA. It's a 4% ABV with 95 calories.
Oh, okay. I see.
I'm down with this. After drinking.
So sesh beers are still full calorie count.
Well, 95 is a low calorie count.
So it's a light if it's low ABV and low calorie.
I guess so.
Okay. Putting the pieces together.
So look out for that.
Yeah, I haven't, just kind of a quick side note on that. I've noticed a lot of things that are traditional beer, they hover lower ABV. So I, unless it's like a hard seltzer or something like that, that's the only times I've really seen like a higher ABV up to like 7% and still be a low-cal or something like that. I thought it was just an interesting take, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could do a high ABV and still be low-cal. I don't know that's even physically possible, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably a simple Google search to go, yeah, you dummy. But
yeah.
Nah, I don't want to mess up my Google algorithm either.
One of those leads to the other.
So once you search for beer stuff in Google, then all of a sudden it just brings up all kinds of beer news. I'm like, I don't need any of this. Google. That's where you got to go private. Switch over to private so it doesn't remember everything.
Do not remember.
Oh, you didn't hear the can open because it was in the kitchen. Oh. I'm now drinking.
exactly. Mosaic. I did not hear that can open. Wait, hold on. Let me go back.
I love gold.
Exactly. Mosaic. I wonder how many they have. We'll all be finding this out. But like, I wonder. I guess they'll be in the incubator, hopefully, Zax, and we'll still be able to get stuff through them, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that too. That sooner versus later, that they'll pop up in a setting to where you can, you know, stop by and pick up more of their product.
Yeah.
Because I won't be able to walk across the street, so I got to go somewhere.
Ooh. Will you call me tonight? Oh, shit. Oh, boy. God. My phone's like,
okay there?
My phone's wanting to say voice control. It's like, oh, you want to say something? No, I don't.
My voicemails.
Paul wants to say something.
Will you talk about beer? Tell me
you're driving. 559-492-0542 is a voicemail line, a real voicemail line. It goes right to voicemail. You can leave us a 3-minute message for any of the Dorktown Network podcasts, including this one. And you can also just record something on your phone and send that recording to us. perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Let's go with traditional voicemails. Let's start it off with a gentleman I think we all know. Maybe.
Guys.
What is
Paul here? Heartbreaking. I cried a little bit when I heard about Zach, and it sucks. Even though I'm not a Fresno, and I think maybe I'm an honorary Fresno.
Yeah.
Having been listening over the years to way back when Scotty B and Steve and Zach used to call in, homebrewing, all the way up to the planning stages and the final opening, and who could have known that you can open a brewery and then a year later there's going to be a freaking pandemic? Yeah. You get your flood insurance, your fire insurance, everything else, but who gets pandemic insurance? So nothing anybody could have done. And yes, it's going on all over the country. I'm seeing it happening here. I'm seeing things shuttered up. I'm seeing empty storefronts all over the place. And yeah, it sucks. It really, really sucks for a lot of people who did a lot. And we all know that, so I won't ramble on about it, but I just wanted to send my love out there. And I really hope there is a new beginning on the horizon, because there's great beer to be made, and it would suck to have it just stop at this point, right? So keep up the good work, Steve and Zach. Keep up the good work, guys, and keep the faith, right? Let's keep the faith. I love you all. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Yeah, man. That's all we can do. Yeah, I definitely thought about that, how we were, you know, if you weren't on Instagram, if you weren't an Instagrammer, that if you're just, you know, listener, we were actually, you know, listening to the show, you're actually getting the news live. So I definitely, Paul was one of the people I was like, this is, he's going to be first time hearing about it when he listens to the show. So. Sucks, man. Still sucks.
Mm-hmm. Hurts donut.
What's a Hurts
donut? Oh, guys. It's Paul.
Paul's back.
Oh.
As reticent as I am to make two calls in the week, I had to call, of course. I just got a care package.
Uh-huh.
And I had to collect myself before I could call because it was a very emotional care package. I don't know who's responsible for it exactly, but I imagine it's a cumulative effort, but it was a bunch of Zach's beers, and I literally, like, just broke down when I opened the box and saw what it was. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's incredibly sad at the same time. And it means a lot to me, like a huge, huge, huge amount, and I'm starting to get emotional again. I'm super honored that I can be a part of it, and yeah. So thank you. And yeah, shit. Goddamn. Okay. I love you guys. Bye.
Don't do that, Paul. Damn it, Paul. Wow. Paul's going to make me have to. And so what he's talking about is because
all the dust in the room.
Yeah. This room is dusty, man. I mean, it's a garage.
He's cutting onions.
So what, you know, a little ways back, we had created a page for all the Paul music that we had. It's still there. PerfectPortPod.com/Paul. And, you know, Paul's, you know, done an incredible amount of work, like unprecedented amount of music making for the show. And, you know, so the listeners got lit. Like, I, you know, Chew was one of them, but like a lot of the listeners were just like, you know, and we were saying it too, like, we got to do something for Paul. And so we basically made a donation page for Paul just so we could do something for him. And Paul was like, no, I don't need that. I'm just doing this, you know, I'm just doing it for you guys. I don't need that. But before we shut it off, people, you know, got donated money to Paul. And we did a little ways back, we sent him some, the Santa Cruz Brewery, see, I've had a couple beers. I don't remember names anymore. Humble Sea. We sent them some Humble Sea beers with the money that people donated to the Paul cause. But we still had money left over from it. And I just hadn't gotten around to sending Paul some more beer for that, all that money that everyone donated. And this was then, you know, the last week of Zach's, and I was going to do Zach's anyway. I just hadn't gotten to it. But then, finally the last week of Zach's, I'm like, all right, yes, I got to sit down and pound this out. So, you know, I took all the money we had left, from everyone donating to Paul. And sent him a case of Zach's beer. So that's what.
Wow.
So Paul's got some of the last Zach's beer from the brewery. And he's a cornucopia of Zach's brewing beer up there in Novato.
It's incredibly nice.
Yeah.
He sent me a photo on Monday, which. It makes sense. I thought it might have just been an older can when he'd been passing through town or something, but he did send me a photo of himself drinking I'm thinking it's exactly Mosaic, but in his Iron Springs glass, he's all drinking with a heavy heart. And I just said sadness. We didn't really, obviously we were both short for words in that conversation, but
all the people that donated for that, I know it's been a little bit, but Ants Girl, Rita 13, Courtney, DG Velucci, Chew Your Beer, Hop Sound, BL Clark, and Javier. They're all people that donated to the show, and we put in a little bit, so or donated to the Paul thing. So that was cool. That was just kind of a cool ending to that. And the whole Paul music thing was being able to send a case of Zach's Brewing beer to him. And let's switch over to the emailed voicemails.
What's up, Perfect Pour?
What's going on?
Yeah, how you guys doing? Don't really answer that. Like, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Like, really?
Fine. No.
Nick? Matt?
That's good.
They shrugged. They shrugged. They're fine.
Anyway, so, we had to call you guys. We went to a spot in this place called Windsor, Colorado.
It's a little north of us.
It's a windstorm.
But it's a guy that used to work at Weldworks, opened a brewery called Peculiar Ales. We mentioned we were going to go there on our last call.
This place is fucking awesome.
It's really cool. They had a DJ. They had a ski bum day today. And all.
It was all 80s ski. 80s ski themed. So all the girls were wearing skin tight pants and leg warmers and like bright rainbow colored jackets and stuff. Yeah. Like
pinks and yellows.
Yeah. Like it's totally like a scene out of Hot Tub Time Machine in there.
And they did.
Worst time travel movie ever.
And we didn't try them. Sorry, Nick. Incredible looking stouts, but we bought
some to go, and their Pilsner was really good too.
The Pilsner was a big hit, which is unusual because
if you can't do a Pilsner good, then you need to get the fuck out.
We just had to call and tell you guys.
It was super cool. We like doing the new beer thing, supporting our local breweries and stuff. And this place isn't too far, and it's close to where my daughter lives. So now we're gonna go over there and say hi.
She's
20
something. And she does live in Colorado, so it's legal.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's like you're here too.
We're having fun, and we just wanted to give you guys a call and a little shout out.
Big shout out to you guys. You guys make our weekends. You probably don't realize this, but maybe you do, but we kind of live for your show, to hear our calls, to hear our friends' calls. Yeah. We're gonna have a visitor coming to Colorado soon. It's a secret visitor.
Oh yes.
And we're gonna roll out the red carpet for this dude.
And just so you guys know, the other day I started a new position, and so I'm working with all new people, and I don't know anyone really I started talking to this one guy, and him and I totally bonded over craft beer, and we talked about it for like 2 hours. And it was really cool. And so I told them about your podcast, and apparently he's friends with Unfiltered Gentleman or whatever his name is. I guess he used to live here, now he lives in Arizona somewhere. Maybe you know him, Mikey. I don't know. Anyways.
I know all Phoenix people.
I'm just saying, you know, beer is cool. It brings people together.
Yep, so. big branding points for the common ideas, basically.
Yes, and keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Wow.
The Janine's message in the email was sorry about the Tesla noise. So apparently, I thought Tesla.
I think that's just acknowledging you have a Tesla.
I thought Teslas were super quiet, so I don't understand how it was that noisy.
That's the thing; you don't hear them, so they're like, "Oh, sorry for the Tesla noise." And you're like, "What noise?" And they're like, noise. "Exactly,
exactly." By the way, just a correction before. When I was giving cheers to the people that donate for the Paul music, I was using the wrong section, and some of these are crossover, but still, I just want to correct that it was Ants, Binge Clark, Chef. Remember Chef?
I remember Chef.
Chew Your Beer, Scotty B, and Hop Sound. Those are the main donators to the Paul page. Just to correct.
So real quick, I do want to go on an electric car tangent real quick.
All right.
Real quick, because I don't know if you guys know about this. And I want to get your feedback.
You have to have a 70 amp breaker in your panel free.
Yeah, 220, 150, 120.
Good to know. I didn't know that part. But.
Oh, carry on then.
There you go. So they're the major three right now, I would say, as far as like an enthusiast or availability. There's the new Mach-E Mustang, the electric Mustang. There's the Porsche Taycan, so the four-door Porsche electric one. Or I think it's also called Turbo S, even though it doesn't have a turbo or S. But and then
it's a new Turbo S. No Turbo S.
Yeah. Turbo not provided.
Yeah.
You don't turbo. I mean, I guess you could turbo an electronic engine, but it wouldn't really do anything.
More electronic. Air
by it faster. But so I don't know if the Tesla does this, but I think both the Mustang and the Porsche, they'll have audible, like as if it had an engine. It will have noise that goes through the speaker system.
It's fake noise. It's like the NBA games right now where they pipe in the fake fan noise.
It's something similar. It's like they kind of pump in.
It's just a guy that goes. Exactly.
So I don't know if the Tesla does that. I've heard there's some vehicles that will put an audible noise on the outside just so it, like, you don't hit someone.
Right.
Just like a little hum or hiss or something like that. But the Tesla, I know for sure, you can actually put it in gaming mode, and they have, like, in the center screen, you can use it as like a video game screen, and there's like a little race car game. So with the car off, you can use the steering wheel and the gas pedal and brake pedal as a controller for the video.
I thought you could do that while you're driving. You're like, are you bored with this driving? You want to play a driving video game? Yes, I do.
Yes. The windshield becomes the screen.
Yeah, I'm just like, isn't this driving down 99 boring? Yeah, it is. I want to play a video game. Yes.
Next thing you know, you're playing Enduro.
Spy Hunter. I want to play Spy Hunter.
I think that's some of the interesting nature that Tesla is taking differently is, you know, like, would anybody, you know, like, obviously as a younger person or, you know, any one of us is probably sat in a vehicle and pretended that we're driving it and stuff like that without the engine running.
You mean so besides Tesla's, this morning?
Yes, besides this morning. Well, I guess you would have been younger than you are now this morning. So, yeah.
Back when you were younger.
Every picture of me is a picture of me
when this I was younger. Morning. It's like 7:30 in the morning right now.
Oh, yes. No, he's in his car right now. Oh,
I'm podcasting going to work. From the car.
Oh, man. Gotta go to work.
Live from Crew Cab Studios.
What's the traffic on Bullard like?
It's dense.
Oh.
So I don't know. I just thought that kind of
there's
played
a backup at the burrito station.
Oh man!
But if you're gonna tangent anybody, tangent them because they they brought up Tesla, which brought all this other
deferred
tangent.
That was a tangent. Get it right there.
Collins needs nice. Fall.
Cuba homies, treat you here. Matt, Nick, and Mike. How you others doing? Perfect poor crew.
What's up, Chew?
Last week's show, man, I can't lie to you. That really, really hit hard, Holmes. It caught me off guard, homie. I wasn't expecting it. The Zach news, the Zach Brewery news, hit hard, hit home. I don't think I've ever known a brewery that close to the point where this happened to them. So it did hit home. I felt shitty. I felt like, you know, I could have purchased more beer. I could have, you know, ordered more stuff. I kind of felt like at fault. I mean, I'm not at fault. My wallet and my beer belly alone cannot. Maybe we could sustain them, but, you know, not through a profitable margin. But, you know, I'd probably keep them afloat, you know, to at least to pay for the light bill and the water bill, homie. Other than that, so I hear the news and I get online. I pause the show, get online, and I order myself a 4-pack of each beer, homie. So I ordered that Friday morning, 8 a.m. And then by Saturday, I'm prepping a brisket for the Super Bowl. So I'm smoking it in the morning. By 10 a.m., I get my beers. I say, cold, Holmes. They put an ice pack on top of that. That ice pack was still frozen. I said, so I had the opportunity to accept my beers from GLS and pop one open and drink it right there and then, Holmes, as a celebration to them, because it's not a celebration of something ending, but a celebration of something new, as I've been saying. So they put a little nice note on the box for me. Really appreciate that. I'm sorry. Like I said, I wish I lived closer. I wish I could have been a regular at that brewery. But let's hope, you know, they open one closer to me. That'd be pretty dope. Zach's in LA, homie. Also,
why not?
More sad news. As I'm listening to the Indie Beer Show, Sore Eyed Suds, aka Brian Beagle, is retiring from podcast. I've been listening to this guy since day one, since SD Beer Talk, you know, and now Indie Beer Show, and now he announces he's stepping down. Heartbreaking, Holmes. Brian Beagle, your voice has been like the San Diego voice in my craft beer journey. So without your voice, I might feel lost, but I know Estela will keep that, you know, keep it up, you know, to your, I don't know what to say, homie. Just thank you for all that craft beer knowledge you've passed on to me. Thank you for all the beer trades we've done together. We haven't had the opportunity to hang out together and drink some beers, but eventually, hopefully this summer, I get to go out there and hit you up, and then we can get together and I can buy you a couple beers. And you can buy me a couple pizza slices, that's it. So, Brian, you are very instrumental to my craft beer journey. Just to let you know, homie, your voice has been one of the top voices as the boys at the Perfect Pour. Enjoy it, homie. Whatever journey you decide to do, I hope you bring the listeners along with you. If it's something I have to read or, you know, I don't know. But I don't think your journey has ended with the craft beer, but you know, but I think it's well deserved. I said you deserve it. I have no other words to say other than thank you, Brian. Really appreciate that. And that's it, homie. Don't want to make this a Debbie Downer voicemail, but Zach's beer is amazing. And that's it. If I think of anything else, but other than that, much love to Zach's Brewery and the family, and to Brian Beagle for doing what he did for 5 years. This is Chew Your Beer. Yaito Wacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thank you. I didn't know. I had not caught up to my SD Beer Talk. So I did not know Brian was stepping down on the podcasting.
Yeah, man, with last week's news of Zach's, you know, now this, it's just going to be a year of processing, so.
Processing.
I think the show will do good. They have SD Beer News now. It seems like that platform they have has been growing, or, you know, Boilerplate in general, so.
Yeah. But it's like Brian's one of the OGs, so
we just got cultured right now, guys.
We got
cultured. They had Vinny on the show last week too.
Oh, they did?
Russian River.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen.
What the hell, dude?
I saw a little bit of it.
We don't have Vinny.
So full disclosure, that's one of the things that's been different for me during the pandemic that, I mean, maybe you guys have, I know you guys have varying schedules as well. You know, sometimes installing light bars runs late.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Run out of number 12 red wire. I'm putting
some overtime on this one.
I remember very early on in the pandemic, it was just like, we switched our business model to go only. And so we were only open from like 12 to 7. And I remember myself being at home before sundown any day of the week. Weird, and I kind of had to relearn how to live life. I had never dealt with that before.
Man? I guess I'll take another
in a long time.
I guess I'll walk around the block again.
And so there was a period of time where I literally biked 100 miles in a month just because I was like, why not? Get home from work, go for a quick bike ride. It's not sunset, you know. And it was something I did that I never done, which it's a far cry from what my siblings have done. The brother and the sister have competed in marathons before. I've never done that in my life. But I was like, I biked 100 miles. I was like, that's my contribution to, can I do it? Yeah. But later last year, I started finding myself like in the drive-through at In-N-Out Burger or just off work in general. And I'd get the ping on Facebook and it'd be like, the Indie Beer Show is now live on Facebook. And I'd pop it up and I'd just be like, cool, I'm watching another podcast live on a Thursday afternoon.
In the In-N-Out drive-thru.
It's not something. Yeah, In-N-Out drive-thru even. So it was kind of cool to just see that happen, you know, organically. And I think they post the shows later on Patreon, like the full clips and stuff. So
yeah, they do, because we're one of their patrons. So we get exclusives. They post early, get early exclusives.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a tangent I didn't need to go on. Sorry, guys.
It was good. I don't think it was a tangent. I think it was in show.
Hey, Radar from Wisconsin here.
Hey, Radar.
Still cold as shit.
No.
Beer for the buddy tonight. Had some awesome label art, and then the beer backed it up and was phenomenal. Got us talking, got us jiving, got us thinking. Have you ever had
thinking
a beer
drinking
where the label art was awesome and the beer was a stinker? You've had it.
Yes.
Question is, can you think of any ones that were worse than the label art? Hashtag Jazz Ants 2024.
Yeah, Palooza. I'm using that hashtag.
Here's my question. Label art, beer. I'll hang up and listen. Wisconsin.
Here's my question. Here's my question. Label art, go. Bye. I have another question for you. Label art. Do you like it?
That's good, Radar. I have had.
So real quick.
Yeah.
I typed in Wisconsin right now on my phone. It's negative 15 degrees.
A high
tomorrow.
You're looking 7. At Mars is weather. Look at Wisconsin, then, not Mars.
Then I actually have Buffalo saved on my phone. So right now it's 19 degrees with a high of 25 tomorrow.
XL's like, oh, it's a balmy here. Balmy. Radar's like, what? How do you function in the day when it's negative? We're going to work. It's negative. Put one of those little gas heaters out there in the beer garden. There you guys go. Here. Let me crank it up a little bit more.
I don't know.
Could you put it up all the way?
Brother knows this story. but it kind of goes into the cold theme. But we had, we'll just call him Uncle Pete, even though it's not by law, but older military guy, always had a good story, always had cool stuff at his house, cars or vehicles or that kind of stuff. But he was telling me a story one time where in the military, he was stationed in Alaska, and he said often it would be below freezing temperatures up there. And he said that they'd get so accustomed to it that when it would be like 40 degrees out, people would start wearing shorts because it was often so much colder outside that, you know, they would just adapt to it. And the other story he had, it, he just remembered that I think it was a Jeep or some sort of vehicle. They had like a tire that wasn't rated for how cold the area was. And they said they went over a set of train tracks and actually gave them flat tires because this, it wasn't rated for the pop the tires. But it's just a whole different, you know, like the California's that whole little sweet, people are like looking out for tornadoes and hurricanes and typhoons and tsunamis. And we're just kind of like, did you feel that aftershock of the earthquake from 300 miles away? No. Okay.
Oh. It's 49 degrees. It's freezing.
Freezing.
But, yeah. Radar, to get back to Radar's question.
Oh, what are we doing?
Do you remember a beer like
Dead Guy Ale?
Dead Guy Ale is a good label or a bad label?
Cool label, bad beer.
Oh. Why is Dead Guy Ale still around? Who?
I don't.
Who? I mean. Who is out there drinking Dead Guy Ale? And what are they up to?
What are they doing?
Because the person drinking Dead Guy Ale is not a beer geek, probably, but also drinks better beer than the non-beer geek does. Who is that guy? What's going on with that person drinking Dead Guy Ale? Matt's all, I drink Dead Guy Ale.
It's me. I'm Dead Guy.
I've wondered that myself. Like I've had the beer. I've had my own opinion about the beer, but that was like, if for some reason you went to a store and it sold a growler, like the only growler in the beer aisle, it was of Rogue and it was of Dead Guy Ale.
It was Dead Guy Ale. Like, it's like, wow. Like, who is this? Who is this person? I'm going to just sit here all day and wait to see who the person is that grabs the Dead Guy Ale.
That'd be so funny just to be waiting there and be like, sir, why are you buying this? Please tell me.
Like, whoa, the guy's grabbing it. Hey, can I ask you a question? Not weird. What's going on with you? What do you mean? You just got that Dead Guy out. What's going on with you?
I already know the answer. Well, my nephew Mikey likes the craft beer.
I'd look like good. I thought he'd like it. Oh yeah, you get that for him. He'll love it.
Oh, you got a Mr. Beer kit and a 6-pack of Rogue Dead Guy Ale. Yep. You got all the boxes covered.
Oh man, he is best birthday ever.
Hey fellas, it's Wazzy Corvette. It's February. My first beer of the year. First real beer of the year.
Whoa.
Holy Hermit.
Screw you, Dry January.
So delicious. I was so happy to have that. I still have some of the non-alcoholic beers in the fridge. I'm not going to let those go to waste, except for ones from the brewery called the Hairless Dog. Those were total garbage. So if anybody's trying non-alcoholic beers, don't get those. This last weekend, I had a buddy, a colleague come over, and we did the Extreme Beer Fest from Beer Advocate. One day. He had both days, but we only get together for one day. So we did that. Started off with a farmhouse ale from the Lost Abbey. It was really light and kind of kind of lemony, not a bad beer, but not totally the style I go for. And then had a fruited sour that was about as thick as an Orange Julius and was really tasty. A miso black Russian Imperial Stout from a Brazilian brewery that is actually brewed in New York, so interesting there. That was really rich and dark and super roasty. Had an Imperial Lager with marshmallow aged on oak that was tasty.
On oak.
And the beer fest was hosted by Sam Calgioni and then the
Sam Calgioni,
beer advocate as well. So Calgioni opened up his cellar from Dogfish Head.
And, this is my cellar, guys.
People, or he distributed the barley wine from Dogfish Head. Man, you didn't know what year you were going to get. We happened to get a 2013, and it was drinking so fine. It was delicious, delicious, delicious beer. That was a lot of fun. Also, on Super Bowl Sunday was my wife's birthday, so she wanted to start the, we'll call the late morning off with some champagne, but luckily for me, no champagne was in the fridge. But what was in the fridge was a nice Basil Hayden whiskey barrel Imperial Stout from Burning Barrel Brew Co. So we cracked into that first while the champagne got cold. Split that with her delicious beer, and then went on to have a lager from Loomis Basin Brew Co. And just was a happy day. So, anywho, thanks for the show, fellas. Guess who's back? Back again. Wazoo's back. Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Cheers. Keep up the good
work. That's right. Back.
Bye.
Bye. Sacramento. Thank you, Wazoo. I hear that Wazoo has some beers for us. It's weird that Nick and I don't have them.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Sorry, guys. I haven't been north of Shaw.
I didn't go north of Shaw.
But, he did donate some. Like, he didn't even say anything. Nobody even said anything to me at work. It was like I walked in the cooler and I saw this little styrofoam chest. And I peek open and I was like, okay, that's usually the calling card. And so I reached out to him and I was like, hey, is like, did you happen to like drop by a box of beer? And he's like, oh yeah, I was there last Thursday. And I was like, what?
What?
That guy is so humble. He donates beer to us and I always try to take care of him, but sometimes he just sneaks in and out and he's just like, I appreciate you. Thank you for doing what you do. And I was like, thank you. I'm not crying.
What's it?
Nope. Not so.
Can you Wazoo my Corvette sometime?
He always tells me, he's like, obviously, he's like, you see the box before the others. Feel free to, you know, prioritize and stuff. And there's a couple things that I'll pick out, you know, especially if they're looking out for us. But I generally try to just send a photo to the guys in the group chat. I feel like that's a thing to say. There's another morning show I talk about. They're like, yeah, we have a group chat that we talk on off air.
You want to be like that morning show? Why don't you go on their morning show?
But we don't. Usually it's like 10 minutes to the show. That's usually what the texts are.
What?
But I did tell Mikey recently. I was like, hey, we got some beers. So maybe I'll make a trip up north and.
Well, I was by your house this weekend, but you weren't there, so.
I need to fix that. I need to get you an opener or a garage key or something like that in case of a beer emergency.
All right, one more voicemail for the week. Thank you, Wazoo.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo again.
Oh!
So, while listening to the show every now and then, Mikey likes to dump on Clovis in there. Their breweries and why not?
And here we go.
Because it's once in a while.
You opened up my idea. Like, hey, what are the breweries like out in Clovis? So,
I rolled into
Fresno on Wednesday, and my standard thing is to drop into town and get some ramen and head over to Pine and Palm and chat with Roger a little bit and have a couple of beers and then take off, go to the hotel. But tonight, I wasn't ready to go to the hotel. You know, it was a busy day, and I don't have any work left to do, so I took the 5-mile drive out to Clovis. Mikey, I got to be honest, I drove out to Machine Head Brewing, and started off with the Dole pineapple Dole Whip inspired sour, which if you're a Disneyland fan, which I know y'all are, come try this. If you like a Dole Whip and you like sour beer,
it's never heard of it.
Mosaic IPA, really good, clean, hits all that mosaic note. And then the lager is clean, it's crisp, it's sharp, it's got all those right little light notes of the grass and whatnot you like to have. And then the Imperial Stout, which I will have my first sip right now. That's like narwhal, but fresher.
Ooh.
It's dark, it's roasty, it's delicious. Yeah, Mikey, Nick, Matt, all y'all, just come out here. Enjoy this place. It's a great space. Great brewer, chatting with him. They let dogs
shut that dog up. That.
Yeah, come try it, Mikey.
Is that Louie?
Don't be a hater. Love all California.
That dog's smart, even if
they are your neighbor cities. Cheers, fellas.
I was waiting for Sacramento Clovis. Now,
he alluded that was a live machine head voicemail.
Where is that dog? Maybe Mike, you can look at. Where is that dog then? What's going on there?
Can you timestamp that voicemail? Is it possible that would have been live?
Let me see. What's it? Yes. Not, I mean, it was while we've been recording, it looks like. Not live, but very close.
Okay. Hmm.
I wonder if we'll ever have a live show. I wonder.
I bet we could take over that patio and do a live show.
Probably could. Seems probably like there's been a dork town that was like that, but we'll never know. Thanks, guys, for calling into the show and everything. And we'll really consider that Clovis visit there, Wazoo, just because you said it. I really wasn't considering it, but Wazoo says it's cool, so maybe I'll go out there.
Man.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show and getting on the show and the things and letting us talk over your things, letting me, anyway. And let's move on to another segment of the show. This one's called... Louie, there's no more crackers, man. It's over, dude. Night's over.
No.
Oh, big cot drinking. We use Untappd like a lot of beer drinkers do to document their beer drinking and see what beers, information on the beers that they're drinking. The Nick 80, what have you been drinking this week?
I use Untappd.
Except for this week. Strange. I didn't do anything.
Except for this week. I've been caught drinking a Everything Zen from Barrel House. It's their red wine sour ale.
Okay. That's something? A thing? Red wine sour ale?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And then I had a Pine and Palms 3rd Anniversary Vanilla Stout. That's a 2-year-old beer now. I had saving up for one of them special occasions. And I said, you know what? It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. That's and special enough. Still in a pandemic.
Yeah.
It's special.
But that was nice. I, you know, being 2 years later, I'd forgot what it tasted like. And this one still tasted really good. I enjoyed it.
All right.
Those are my uniques, for the week.
Matt, do you have any uniques? Do you have anything you want to talk about you're drinking this week?
Unique New York. Unique New York.
Is that your vocal exercise you do before the show?
Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York.
Hey, everybody, come see how good I look.
In a glass case of emotion.
That was the intro to Anchorman, if anybody's wondering. So I checked in a few beers. I forgot to check in a couple other beers, but from Zach's Brewing Company, I've been drinking a lot of Tongue Hugger and Exactly Mosaics. Those are some beers that I picked up. I have a couple others in my fridge. Those have been going over well. House of Pendragon released some new beers. You'll be familiar with the names. I'm not sure of the order. I think this is the right order. It's all I Love You. I Know.
That's correct.
It could be I Know. I Love You.
No. Harrison Ford came up with that too. The original line was I Love You and I Love You. And then Harrison's like, Han said, I Know. And they went with
mm-hmm. that. What if?
But they had two different IPAs. One was a mosaic, one was something else. One was a hazy, one was less hazy. They were both fantastic. I had them. You're able to get a mixed 4-pack, which I encourage you guys to if you happen to be out that way. So you can get 2 and 2. So
2 and 2. Chuck Woolery. 2 and 2.
So I was able to support the Zax and House of Pendragon all in one swoop. And then I remembered that. So Things Open on Sunday is already a wishy-washy thing. And then Things Open on Super Bowl Sunday are even more of a wishy-washy thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was already in Clovis. I had nothing else going on. And I was like, I'm going to try to drive out. Yes, I'm going to hit Chili's. Where's Chili's in Clovis?
There isn't. Chili's sounded like a funny line. So I went with it.
I always prefer Flingers anyways.
Not Chosky's.
No. Oh, man.
How much flair did you see?
A lot of flair. And so I talked myself up. I was like, I pulled up the internet searches and it was like Machine Head's open till 10 o'clock. And I was like, I'll take the gamble. So I went and found it and it was in a different place than I imagined and rolled up. They were open. I walk in. They were a little bit slower because of the game, as you can imagine. I think all breweries were slower that day. People were at home watching the game.
God, jeez, I'm trying to watch a game. What, you want a growler? Are you really? You're going to make me do a growler
COVID
now?
At home.
You're going to make me do a growler now? I'm watching the big game.
And so I walk in. Obviously, I'm in just street clothes, face mask, hat, like total nondescript, not trying to make a big deal. And I just walk up and I was like,
that's Matt from the Perfect Board. Hey, look, that's Matt from the Perfect Board.
Bearded Brewer 20.
And so I just tried to play it very low key. And he was very nice. He was like, hey, thanks for coming in. He's like, it's about last call in 10 minutes. We're closing a little bit early because the game. And I was like, worry not. I was like, I want to grab a growler. And you said,
industry, bro.
Didn't say anything like that. And he was just like, okay, cool. He's like, here's the two lists. He's all the list on your right. He's all that has all the crowlers. He's all the top three are available right now. Good to go. And they had a Nelson something else IPA. I was wanting to lean towards that, but then I saw this one was a name by, because obviously crowlers are not necessarily label driven, but it was called Down on the Upside, which we all unanimously agree. Reference. That's a good song title. and it was an
all mosaic. I blow up the outside.
All mosaic West Coast IPA. So I ordered one of those. I kind of
don't tell us perch. About your morning routine, Mike.
I was going there, but that's fine.
you just go find the nearest bush and just blow it up, or what?
Oh, machine head. Oh, that's a machine head reference, right? Bush? Huh? Nice. Nice pull.
Nice.
Callback. That's called a callback in the industry, podcast industry.
It's Deep Purple.
But you had a good time there at the machine head, oh. Matt.
Oh, now I get it, what you guys are talking about. I thought you were going
I think there was three different references there. I don't know if you can pick them all out.
I thought you guys were just going to give them alternate bands to give alternate name titles for beers and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, Bush would be fun. But then I realized what you meant by that. And that's probably not where he got it.
But yeah, they have to, all their beer names have to come from one song that Bush did. That's part of the city requirement for Clovis.
We'd really like a Bush themed brewery.
They're really underrepresented in this area.
So you're going to do a new brewery?
The Gavin Rosdale catalog.
You know what? I've always wanted to have like a brewery that has all Bush themed names. So like, really see, look, isn't that awesome? What a great riff that is, huh? Wouldn't you just like to have all your names of your brewery come off of that, right?
Hey, how come when I walk up to the jukebox, there's only like one album?
Because there's only one album that matters, okay? Track 7, yeah, good track 7.
Amazing looking place, very clean, very aesthetically pleasing. Had the crowler, did not disappoint. Wazoo did not encourage me to go there. It was just my own behalf. I was already in Clovis.
But Wazoo's an influencer.
I was already in Clovis. I made the trip.
I'm out of here.
Open on a Sunday. So it was cool. It was cool to check it out, you know?
That's great. Was Bells from Dorktown there?
No.
Did you see Reggie? Reggie 559?
No, sadly. Is the brother frozen on your side too? Or is it just
Yeah, he is frozen. Oh, he's gone. He's gone. We lost him. We lost the Nick 80. Should I get another beer? I think I'm going to get another beer. Why not? Why not make work really hellish tomorrow? I've got the fridge mic on. We're going to do it. We're going
to
do it, man.
I said you didn't have to. You can't hear me. I gotta come back. You.
Now I can't.
I said you don't have to have three.
No, I got it. I got to have three. Got to have three. Is that what he said, Billy? Did he say I have to have three? Did he say? Oh, hey, fridge mic.
Oh, fridge mic.
Oh, shit. I just hit the door of the fridge just hit this bumper of the Subaru. Yeah, I think it's okay. Let's see. What do we get here? Kapow from Ellison Gundo. Let's see what kind of 7.3. I guess that'll do. And we're back. How'd that go? Was it pretty good?
It was good, except for the part where I told you didn't have to have three unapologetics in a row, and you're like, no, I got this.
No, I got it. Woohoo! You only live once, as far as we know.
Oh.
I don't know how that happened, but it did. This is, I bought this at the market. It is El Segundo Kapow IPA. It's got a water tower. It's got like a Batman light. It's got like some sort of Batman-esque superhero on it. And it's got the super Batman style kapow. It's pretty clear. It's nice. That's a tasty beer. Good job, El Segundo. Let's see. Bearded Brewer 87, yes. The Nick 80, and I am Dorktown on Untappd. Let's see if I had any interesting uniques. Speaking of El Segundo, I had the Power Plant Triple IPA. I went triple on just a random Tuesday night. Had a triple IPA. And I survived the next day, still showed up for work, refreshed and bright and cheery and doing all the work for the man. Oh my God.
I love gold.
A rare late open for Bearded Brewer 87. Wow. This is we're getting a message that Nick's internet has gone down. And we're not sure if we're going to see Nick again, but we'll see. What do you got there, Matt?
Lincoln Lager from Zach.
Zach's Brewing, great lager.
I guess I should comment on the lager line right now.
Lager line. Get on the lager line. Look in the show notes. You too can get in on the lager line. Just click that show note link. The Modern Times beer, the Galaban IPA. This is a New England IPA from Modern Times. It was okay. It's okay. It was a cool can. It was cheap. I got it. It's fine. Ubedank from New Glory with the I got the original labeling on it. And it's tasting good. It has a good date on it, so it's fine. Ubedank's the American IPA. Solid, clear. It's good. And triple, and then there you go. That was my interesting beers of the week. Follow us on Untappd for more shenanigans as I enjoy my kapow. And Matt enjoys his lager. And we'll just see if Nick is able to return for cheers.
Hello?
Oh, whoa.
He joined.
Whoa. It's him.
Yeah. Whoa. I got data on my phone.
Wow. Oh, you're using your phone's data. There goes your minutes.
There goes my minutes. Give me a 10, 220, please. Perfect. Better than a stranger's nose.
A year in a pandemic.
Well, thank you.
There's no shirt. No. Spoke
there. Highlight.
Is that Fresno shirt from Spokeasy, or is it from?
No, it's from Twee Boutique. Thank you very much.
Goodness. Cheers. Who's got some cheers to give out?
No, you guys got to catch me up. What I missed.
Oh, you missed. I went to the beer fridge. I got a new beer.
How many tangents?
I'm drinking El Segundo Kapow. And Kapow. Matt did a rare late beer opening. He's got a Lincoln Lager.
Wow.
Look, with handwriting, handwritten on this can.
Dang.
What? I don't know what you just said.
Words. All right. Cheers to the Steve and Zach. I've been text chatting with him quite a bit lately. Oh, keeping up with all the things going on. I believe I had a Jake.
How's he doing? How are they? Sighting. How are they doing? Like mentally, or how are the Zacks doing?
If you're asking me mentally, yeah. I think he's hanging in there the best he can. It seems really tough right now.
Yeah.
As it would be expected to be.
What
else? But he's hanging.
He's hanging. What other cheers, Nick? Is that it?
I believe I had a Jake from State Farm sighting out at River Park on Tuesday.
What?
Yeah.
Reggie 559 said he sighted Jake from State Farm at Machine Ed or the other new one out there in Clovis.
Crow and Wolf.
Yeah, Crow and Wolf. Clovis is just blowing up.
Yeah.
Crow and Wolf.
Oof. Wow. And cheers to Roger from Pine and Palm. I had that anniversary beer. Made me realize I haven't been down there in a while, so I need to get back over there. Have some beers.
All right. Cheers to that. Louie has gotten in the producer's chair, just so you guys know. Ooh. That's what's happening now. Update.
That time of night.
He's realized all the crackers are gone, so now he's retiring for the evening.
I no longer need you, human.
I no longer need you. You have no more snacks?
You're dead to me.
Wake me up when there's more crackers.
Yep. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Same thing as I probably said last week. Cheers out to the Zacks. Always appreciate them and glad that we've all been able to enjoy their beverages. And cheers out to Paul. It was nice to hear from him, and I'm happy that he was able to get. He'd probably be the last person to admit that he was either drinking things that he would less prefer of, or maybe going in between craftier things. So I'm happy he was able to get a sizable restock. Cheers out to Wazoo for always supporting us, and just anybody that supports us, really. Cheers out to you.
Yeah. Cheers to everyone that shares the show, man. We really appreciate it. All our golden gods, very good to us and provide monies for us every month so that we don't have to pay for the expense of having a podcast. So thank you. Big cheers to our golden gods. And again, to all the Paul music donators that donated for the Paul Fund, we were able to do a cool thing and send Paul a case of Zacks, one of the last cases of Zacks for this leg of the Zacks story anyway. And Brian Beagle, man. Cheers to Brian for all the podcasting and San Diego beer knowledge he's given us. So enjoy your podcast retirement. And just enjoy just drinking beer and not having to worry about podcasting about it, I guess. And cheers to everyone that shares the show. We really appreciate it. It's the only way the show can get any more listeners is for you to share the show and talk about the show. So we really appreciate that. PerfectPourPod.com is the blog/website. If you need to check out any information about the show. And go down. If you're in Fresno, go down to Tiogaskoya. Matt's running the beer garden down there.
Oh.
He'll give you a heads up. He'll come out, make an appearance with his coffee, say, how are you doing? Press the flat. You know, you can't shake hands now because of the pandemic, yeah. But, you know, he'll stand 6 feet away from you and go, hey, man, thanks for coming down. Check out Nick cruising Blackstone, race him down Blackstone.
One of the people, you know him,
muscle guy, Nick out there trying to go against everybody.
Got the bitching Camaro mullet happening.
Yeah. He'll throw down with anybody at a red
light. That's right.
Do you just automatically look at everyone when you're at a red light? You look next to you, just automatically, just like, what do we got next to me? What does this guy want to go?
Do the head nod, then they do the finger eyes, like watching you, bro.
He's like, all right,
I'm watching. Then you give a little, blip the throttle.
Now what? Now what? What's happening when you're at a red light and you're just revving engine? Are you? Because I'm just a automatic transmission kind of guy. I don't deal with the stick. So like, what are you in when you're revving the engine at a red light? Are you in park? Do you put it in park? I'd have to put it in park. Are you put it in park?
No. You leave it in drive. You leave it in drive. You slightly push on the brake. Uh-huh. Slightly. Not full, but slight.
Okay.
And you blip the throttle, right? So you get the back tires to kind of break loose out there. No. Don't go full burnout. Just like a hiccup. It's like a tire hiccup.
Oh, and the other guy's like, oh, this guy's going to go. This guy's going to go.
You just see the right front corner. Just do a little bit of this.
Yeah. You lift. Yeah. Pick the front end of the car up, and then you put it in neutral, and then you can rev it. Oh. Right. And then you let him watch you drop it down. Drive 2-1, and that's race mode. Oh. You know, when you're in first gear, you're ready to launch.
Wow. There you go. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
All right. Well, now, go try that this weekend out there in Denver.
Go try that.
Call an engineer. Do not try this
at home. Or if you have an old Mustang or Volkswagen, you're just trying to heel toe it to keep it alive off the freeway.
No, I'm not trying to rip you. I just don't want it to die. Trying to race.
You're in the 69 Mustang with your master cylinder goes out and you're in an intersection and your car literally won't break. You're like, man, this fun. Hey, wow, we're going to get through this. I went to work like that one day. I was like, without brakes. I was like, I'm not smart enough to go, you know what? I'm just going to pull over and I'm going to be late to work today. Nope. I'm like, no, I'll get to work without brakes. I'll do it. I did it.
Yeah.
And then one day it went out and I hit a parked car as I was driving to work. So it happens.
Yep.
This is the after show. Oh, thanks for listening to The Perfect Pole. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun.
Okay.
Check your dates.
Buy the label.
Label buy. All week.
All week.